Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Entertainment Tonight, Cassie DeLaura, filling in for Dean Richards this morning. Hi, Cassie. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Good morning. It's so great to talk to you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Yeah, I'm still stuffed. So it's a good week for Felicity Huffman, isn't it?
It is a good week for Felicity Huffman. Yes, the actress who was involved in the college admissions scandal is now returning to TV after completing her full sentence for her role in the scandal. ET can confirm that the 57-year-old will star in a comedy that has a pilot production committed with ABC. So this is a big-time role for her. She is going to play a character who, quote, is described as an unlikely owner of a minor league baseball team. So that is what is in store for Felicity Huffman. Of course, she finished her supervised release in prison on October 25th. So she's been out for only a few months. And, well, actually, geez, only over a little bit over a month. And now she is returning to TV soon.
So were you surprised, were entertainment industry insiders surprised that ABC didn't, or somebody didn't wait longer before hiring her again for something? Apparently they must feel like the public is okay with her now.
You know, I'm not surprised because a source had recently told ET that Felicity was not ready just yet after returning, but it would be, quote, fairly soon. So I anticipated that it would be somewhere within, you know, the next year, obviously sooner rather than later for her. But, you know, she's just, you know, ready to move on with her life after she completed what she needed to complete, and she's ready to return to her career. And I feel like this is a perfect example of how, you know, I guess, Hollywood is all forgiving.
Yeah, that's right. Shawn Mendes is in the entertainment headlines this morning. What's up with Shawn?
Yeah, he has been a lot lately, not just for his music, but for how open he has been about his relationship with Camila Cabello. So this particular headline surrounds his cover of the issue of British GQ. And whenever you cover a magazine, you really give an in-depth interview. And in this interview in particular, he's revealing how Camila's body positivity has actually rubbed off on him. So in brief, he talks about how before he would only get like 3-4 hours of sleep because he was so dedicated to working out. And he thought, oh, I have to work out early in the morning. I have to get this, you know, couple hour workout in. Otherwise, my fans are going to lose me and they won't love me anymore. But then he kind of was influenced and inspired by Camila. He says, quote, she's so strong, so clear and confident with her body, and so articulate and empathetic about other people's. And that, in turn, he says, changed the view of his and changed his life. And now, instead of, you know, waking up super early to rise and grind, literally, he's taken those few extra hours of sleep, and, you know, he'll work out when he works out.
Shawn Mendes is only 22. He'll get over that need to work out like crazy every day, believe me.
Right? I know. I haven't worked out in a few months, and I'm like, yep, I'm okay. You know what? I like carbs too much. Yeah. It is what it is.
And the carbs make you sleepy, and say no more.
Yeah.
It seems like every day now there's a story about a politician or a celebrity who's apologizing for doing the wrong thing during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And today it's Rita Ora.
Yeah, so Rita Ora is now apologizing for throwing a birthday party in London amid the pandemic. And obviously the restrictions in London are very severe. And basically she turned 30 recently and threw a birthday bash. There were about 30 people who attended, and it was at a restaurant. And this is what's so interesting, is that London's lockdown guidelines restrict gatherings, but they also prevent restaurants from opening other than for anything other than takeout. So, you know, here you have people who are upset that, you know, Rita is a celebrity and a restaurant is opening for her and there's a gathering of 30 people. And so she, of course, took to social media to apologize. And, you know, she understood that there are rules in place for a reason to protect other people. And she apologized for putting people at risk. And same thing with Cardi B. Cardi B threw a massive Thanksgiving gathering and apologized for that as well. So, you know, celebrities are especially under a certain microscope during a global pandemic because they have platforms of millions and millions and millions of followers. And when they do things like that and take to social media, people may think, oh, well, this is okay then. And so that's why, you know, there's a lot of criticism of them because of the responsibility and roles that they have with their followers here.
Yeah, and that's why they should be setting good examples for us. Are you in L.A. this morning, Cassie?
I am your neighbor over here in Detroit this morning.
Oh, you're in the Midwest. Because I was going to ask you about Southern California. They're pretty locked down there with the restaurants and with stay-at-home orders in Los Angeles.
Yes,
right?
I was just there actually a week and a half ago for work, and it wasn't as bad then. But it's, you know, we never in California restaurants and things like that. Sure, we had outdoor dining that was kind of progress for us, but it's still pretty much closed down. I mean, restaurants now are just takeout only, and then now we've just implemented another stay-at-home order to really kind of, you know, take a hold of the situation and the rising cases there.
Before I let you go, and I don't want to spoil it because people have it on the DVR sometimes for a long time, but HBO, yep. The Undoing, wrapped up Sunday night, and I was talking about this yesterday. I was a little disappointed. I wanted something more. What are you hearing about this? Anything?
You know, yes, you share a lot of sentiments with a lot of people who watched. Is they just were not happy with the ending, and I'm not gonna give any spoilers away. But if you haven't watched The Undoing yet, I honestly highly encourage you to. It's fascinating. It's only 6 episodes. They're only about an hour each. It's Hugh Grant, Nicole Kidman, Donald Sutherland, and it's amazing. It's an amazing cast, but the storyline has a lot of twists and turns. It's a crime drama. It's a mystery, but really, basically, is a lot of celebrities, a lot of people on social media, you know, everyone had their own theory as to who committed this murder. And at the very end, I feel like people were upset because their own theories were not right. And so, you know, but it does keep you on your toes the entire time. It'll have you on your group chat texting your friends. Who do you think did it? Well, no, that person couldn't have done it because this person had to have done it. And so it really is quite fascinating, but it will have you second guessing who you trust in your life. That's for sure.
I know the show business rule is always leave them wanting more, but it's not good when you're watching and your wife turns to you when the credits come up and she says, is that it? So anyway, Cassie DeLaura Entertainment tonight. Thanks. Appreciate it, Cassie. And we'll talk to you maybe tomorrow morning. Who knows?
Yes, we'll talk to you then. See you,
Bob. All right. Take care now.